Last Thursday, two Democratic members of Congress introduced the Good Jobs for Good Airports Act at a press conference in Washington, D.C. They were joined by airport workers from major cities like Tampa, Orlando, and Miami, who are unionized with the Service Employees International Union and other labor unions. The federal legislation would establish a national minimum wage of $15 or higher, with job benefits for airport service jobs like wheelchair attendants and baggage handlers. The legislation would apply to all U.S. airports that receive government funding, including Tampa International. Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts is the sponsor of the bill in the Senate.
Over the past 2 years, airport service workers, who are disproportionately people of color, have been and continue to be on the front lines of the pandemic. And unfortunately, airport service workers, like service workers generally, are often overworked and underpaid.
Gladys Perez is a 71-year-old security officer at Tampa International Airport. She's worked there for 18 years and makes $12 an hour. Like many airport service workers, Perez is a person of color and an immigrant from Puerto Rico. She says issues like short staffing and service work at the airport have been a major issue in recent months. She attributes this in part to low wages.
Mostly they say, oh, people come and they don't want to work. But that's not the point only. It's just that the salary is too low.
Perez's job, like many airport service jobs, is outsourced through another company that contracts with TPA. The company she is directly employed by doesn't provide her with job benefits, like affordable health care or paid sick leave. The new legislation proposed would require that all employers operating at U.S. airports adopt livable wage and benefit standards. A lack of benefits is keenly felt by Anthony Sanders, who works as a wheelchair attendant and baggage handler. He's worked at Tampa's major airport for 4 years and makes $10 an hour plus tips. For the last month, he's been out of work without pay because of a blood clot that formed in his leg. The 46-year-old says he loves his job. He helps the elderly, people with disabilities, and others who require a wheelchair make it onto their flights. But it's hard to make ends meet in Tampa, even working full-time.
I'm getting paycheck to paycheck. I have to work harder or work longer.
Frank Bohan, a former union member from the Bronx in New York, also pushes wheelchairs and handles luggage at the Tampa airport. He says the combination of low wages and the pandemic has made a tough but important job even harder.
The first 6 to 8 months of the pandemic was brutal. We were walking around with our hands in our pockets. Airport's like a ghost town. There's no one around, so you couldn't make any money. It was really tough on people, you know what I'm saying? And I know I've worked 6 days a week sometimes, 10, 12 hours a day just to make money, you know?
Supporters of the new bill, like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, say that paying all airport workers a living wage will help alleviate staffing shortages that are causing issues like delays and cancellations. It will also make sure that taxpayer dollars that go to these airports are put to good use. At last week's press conference, Schumer said this would benefit all of those who travel, not just the workers.
Studies show that paying airport workers a living wage benefits consumers because the service is better, the security is better, the safety is better, lower turnover. We're here to say, paying those crappy wages for such important jobs when there's so much federal money going into our airports, that won't fly any longer.
For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuller.